The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
What's up? This is Connor Livesey with the Talking the Star podcast. Tonight we're on with another NFL draft prospect interview.
Today I'm on with Justin Lane, Michigan State cornerback. What's going on today, Justin?
How you doing?
Pretty good.
Awesome, man. I'm really excited to have you on. The first question I want to ask you, man, have you just started pinching yourself yet? Less than a month before the draft here. I know you're one of the top cornerback prospects in this draft. How unreal is this experience for you?
Man, this experience is crazy. It's just a lot. But I mean, it's also a great experience. And it's just really a blessing in the situation to be able to be mentioned as a top corner. So it's going pretty good.
And I know the recruiting process is kind of crazy. And, like, obviously coming to Michigan State, being a big, in a big-time school, that's obviously it's kind of a shell shock to you as well. But I'm sure you've never went through something as crazy and as I guess stressful might be a bad word, but just how much crazy this experience has been. You've probably never gone through something this crazy before, right?
Yeah, I haven't. This is probably the first time, probably since I've been recruited in high school, going to college. That's probably the closest thing to it.
And we're going to talk about the recruiting process later. I know that's a lot of fun to dive into, but I wanted to talk about your pro day, which was just about a week ago, a little bit more than a week ago. You had your pro day. You sat on your combine numbers, which are very good, at the combine in Indianapolis, but you went through the drills and you had some meetings and stuff like that. How did your pro day overall go, and how you think, you know, maybe you helped yourself with some of those drills and then maybe some of the interviews that you had, just being able to sit down and talk to teams and not a crazy combine setting?
I think it went pretty well. I mean, I was just able to go back to my school and just chop it up with my own teammates and stuff. You know, that was the first time I got a chance to see them. I mean, since the last time we left the field. So it was just great just being back there. And then just showing the coaches that I can just move at my size and that I have great ball skills. So overall, it went pretty well. I mean, I got to talk to a lot of teams there. I mean, every team was there. All 32 teams were there. So, I mean, it was overall a pretty good showing.
And, you know, we talk about the combine, the meetings of the combine, and it seems like, I mean, I'm kind of speaking out of turn here. It's probably a better question for you, but I feel like having those interviews, having those meetings at your pro day, when you're in a more comfortable setting, it probably makes you not as nervous as you are in the combine when you're in a train station and you're in hotel rooms with coaches asking you crazy questions. You know, it's probably a little bit easier to go through those things at your pro day, correct?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely.
Cool. And like I said, you sat on your combine numbers. You ran a 4.5 in the 40. You had really good, you know, short shuttles. You had really good change of direction drills, really good jumps. Everything at the combine was good. You weighed in exceptionally well with your arm length, your size, your weight. Going back a little bit, it seems like it's been forever, even though it was just a few months ago. Talk a little bit about the combine, man, and just how, you know, we talked about how crazy the whole experience has been, but I'm sure that's one of the top moments in this draft process for you. Just talk a little bit about the combine and some of the things you like to do in Indianapolis, and you showed off your skill set there.
The combine, just overall, that was crazy experience. Early mornings, long nights. But overall, I like the experience. I mean, it was just something different. I mean, something different that I, especially different from something that I've been doing my in college at Michigan State. It was just more serious. He got a chance just to kind of just explore, like, the business side of the NFL, not just the drills and football and everything. It was kind of just getting to know me and everything. But overall, I thought, like, my interviews went all great. I got a chance to, like, give teams kind of, like, show them my personality, because I feel like just at Michigan State or just in football, like, you kind of can't really – it's hard to really know how a person really is unless you really talk to them. So I kind of like the overall experience. I think the interviews definitely helped me throughout my process.
And you seem like a guy who's, you know, very, very, you know, honest, very genuine in the way you just talk. So you talk to some guys sometimes, and I know these teams talk to some guys sometimes where it kind of feels like they're putting on a front, you know, they're you know, trying to prove something they're not or something like that. And you seem very a guy who's, you know, very humble but also very confident in the way you kind of carry your business. And I think that translated on the field at Michigan State. And that's kind of what I wanted to dive into next is obviously coming out of high school, you were a wide receiver. You were a wide receiver recruit. You went to Michigan State to be a wide receiver. You then transformed into a cornerback in the middle of your true freshman year. Talk a little bit about that, you know, coming in out of high school only. Did you ever play cornerback in high school or anything like that?
Yeah, I played cornerback mostly my junior year, but my junior year a little bit, just a little bit. It wasn't really like, it was kind of just like, okay, guard him. Type of field. It was nothing serious. Like, I never did any DB drills until I got to college.
So you come to Michigan State, you're looking at your receiver, you know, you're athletic, you got the length, you got the size. What was the, I guess, the reason for taking you from wide receiver and putting you a DB? What was the reason they said, you know, we're going to make you switch, we're going to change positions for you?
Coach D wanted me to get on the field somehow, and we had a lot of injuries, especially on our defensive side at cornerback. And I was at practice one day. It's actually a funny story. I was at practice one day, and I was messing around with Felvin Davis, and I was playing defense on him. And I was like, yeah, I'll play defense, and I'll lock you up type of thing. And then Coach D seen it, and then that practice, he moved me to corner, like, during the one-on-ones. Now, did good, made a play, and then, like, the next day, I was a full corner. And then that first game I played, I got a pick six, so. It kind of like just, I don't know, it kind of just happened like perfectly.
So you kind of made it, you did it yourself. It wasn't really a coaching decision. They just saw you playing and were like, man, we need to stick that guy at corner.
Yeah, I mean, because DOA is mentioned like, okay, he could see me playing both kind of in college.
Okay.
So like, I never really thought he really was going to do it. He always was like a Tony Lippert type of player. But I never thought he really was going to do it. And he did
okay.
it, so.
And I think it's awesome that, you know, that's one thing that I found watching your games and kind of going back and doing research is the first game you played as a corner, you had an interception and you returned it for a touchdown, correct?
Yes, sir.
So talk about that a little bit. You come in as a guy who was a receiver in the middle of the season, you're playing corner, you get an interception and then you take it to the touchdown, you take it to the, you know, end zone. You almost had to feel like, man, is this easy to play cornerback? Because if it is, then I'll just stick with this.
Remember that whole moment, like, every detail. I was just in the game. We were, like, in a cover two. And they tried to, like, holler me. So I tried to, like, split the zone. I just ducked in the pass. And then, like, it happened in slow motion. I was just running. And, like, I knew no one was going to catch me because I was, like, 10 yards when I caught the pick six. I was, like, 10 yards away from the last person. So I'm just running. I'm like, wow. I'm really doing this. Like, my first college game. I really just got pick six. And it's just,
this
it
easy.
I'm like, wow.
I'm sure you had a lot of trash to talk to your other cornerbacks and defensive backs on your team after that. You're all like, man, it's this easy to play corner here? Man, okay, I should have been doing this the whole time.
No, I knew it wasn't that easy, but it just happened like that. So, I mean, I just went with the whole storyline.
Of course. Before we move on, man, I wanted to ask you as well. You know, obviously coming out of high school, you went to high school in Ohio. I'm sure you had some other offers coming out as a receiver. What were some of the offers that you had coming out of high school?
I had Ohio State, Alabama, Florida, Notre Dame. I had all Big Ten schools. Florida, Florida State, Kentucky. I had a lot of offers.
So what, you know, that was one thing that I noticed when I saw that you had some offers coming from Ohio State, being an Ohio guy. I was a little bit surprised that you left Ohio State to go to Michigan State. Were you always a Michigan State fan? What was the reason behind, you know, skipping out on Ohio State to go to Michigan State?
It was kind of like I'll probably say a weak decision. I kind of just, with my father and my family, we just kind of did our pros and cons, and then I just feel like Coach D, I just feel like he was the only guy, not the only guy, but I feel like I felt most comfortable at Michigan State. I mean, I just felt the loyalty and the family aspect behind everything that they was preaching, and just his whole philosophy, it just stuck with me. So I just like, man, I'm just going to take my chance and go to Michigan State.
Of course,
I feel like everybody from Cleveland, Ohio, or whatever, from Ohio, period, go to Ohio State. That's going to be a little different.
That's what I was going to say. It was a little bit, you know, when I saw that, I was like, man, that's different. Like you said, that's a good word to use it, because most people who grow up in Ohio, you know, go to Ohio high schools, if they get offered from Ohio State, that's like the place they go. And you obviously went to Michigan State, and it obviously worked out really well for you, looking, as we talked about earlier, you know, you're looked at as one of the top quarterback prospects in this draft. And I wanted to talk about your game a little bit, you know, just the style of player you are. For folks listening who might not know a lot about Justin Lane, you know, obviously they can look up your size, they can look up your length, they can look up your athletic ability and say, man, this guy's got size, he's got length, he's got athletic ability. But the guys who don't watch the tape, you know, obviously me, I see a guy who can play man, he can play press, he can play zone, you're kind of a versatile guy. One thing that I really like with your tape, man, is we always talk about corners who run routes like receivers, who kind of know the routes these receivers are running, so they're able to run the route for the receiver. That's one thing you do very well. Other than those things that I listed, man, what are some of the pros about your game that fans and NFL teams are really looking forward to getting their hands on?
It's a playmaker, and I play with my instincts. Just as far as just recognizing what the receiver about to do, just based off of, I kind of just always had a feel for like what they're about to run, just based off of their like alignment splits. You know, I play receiver too, so I kind of already know, okay, if he break this way, he's probably going to do a couple of routes. So I kind of just cheat a little bit. And I feel like I use my length to my advantage. I use my long arms. And I feel like this is where a receiver comes in. I feel like I'm playing the ball very well there. So.
For sure, for sure. And that's, you know, one thing that I noticed, you know, we talk about nuances in a receiver's route running ability, but that's one thing that I see that kind of translated from your probably receiver days to your cornerback days, just being able to pick up on those nuances that the receivers do, you know, with their headgear, their hands, their chest over their knees when they're breaking. You know, it just seems like you're very, like you said, instinctive in that regard to read what receivers are doing and know which way they're going to go. And that's obviously a big trait for corners in today's NFL. So the next question I wanted to ask you is you progressed each year in my eyes on tape, on your numbers each year at Michigan State. Going back between your whole career in Michigan State, what would you say, is there a certain game, is there a certain play, is there a certain moment in your career at Michigan State where just you can go back to and say, that's the moment it clicked for me and I knew that one day I was going to be regarded as one of these top, you know, quarterback prospects?
Let me see. I probably would say the one game that was like, okay, it clicked. I'd probably say my sophomore year or last year, my sophomore year, we played Michigan. Just the atmosphere and just how I won my matchup, just the overall game, just my confidence level, it just clicked. I feel like that's the game that transitioned me. And then from there on, I feel like playing cornerback, half of it is just confidence. So I feel like once you get that part, it's over.
Okay, cool. You obviously played a lot of really talented teams, talented receivers, even some tight ends you might have covered in your time in Michigan State. Is there one player that stands out in your career that you kind of just point to and go, man, that guy was a tough cover. He was a guy who, you know, sold his routes well, you know, no matter how competitive I was at the catch point, he always hauled in the pass. Is there just a receiver that you remember throughout your time at Michigan State where you just point your finger to and go, that guy's really, really good?
Semi Cos from Indiana. He had great hands, big body. He was about 6'4", 225, mm-hmm. something like that. And I feel like he was a pretty good, great receiver, especially at the catch point. He had sticky, very sticky hands. My first one really played I'm not sure what his first name is. Darbo from Michigan. He's a receiver. I think he's like number 82.
Mm-hmm.
He was very fast. He's kind of like me. He's like me, but I was guarding me. I was like, okay. He was older than me as well, too, so I was like, okay, that's a pretty good receiver. And then this year, Arizona State, N'Keal Harry, great ball skills, know how to manipulate his body to catch the ball. So, I mean, I played a lot of great receivers, especially playing in the Big Ten, Ohio State receivers, all of them pretty fast, shifty guys. I mean, I feel like in the Big Ten, we got some good matchups every game.
For sure. No doubt about it. Just a few more questions before I get you out of here, man. I appreciate you, you know, taking time. What's a player that you kind of look a lot of tape at? You turn on the tape, you say, you know, hey, I maybe not model your game after, because, you know, obviously I think coming in you want to be Justin Lane in the NFL. You don't want to be somebody else. But what's the guy that you kind of model your game after and go, you know, I got that guy's size. I might have his length. I play similar to this guy.
Coming in or just looking at tape, I'll probably just say Aqib Talib, Xavier Rhodes. Those are probably my top three corners I look at. I like Jalen Ramsey, so I like his swag and his attitude, the way he played his game. But definitely Darius Slay, Aqib Talib, Xavier Rhodes.
All right, cool. And as I said, I just got a few more questions for you. In your off season, I know that this year hasn't really been an off season with how busy you've been. But what's some of the things you like to do in your off time when you're not practicing, playing, training for football?
I love watching movies, especially scary movies. My mom actually is an artist. She's a painter, so I like drawing a lot. And that's probably pretty much.
What's your favorite scary movie?
Ooh, favorite scary movie. I'll probably have to say favorite scary movie.
Or you can do favorite movie and then
okay,
you
my
have
favorite,
a clear favorite.
My favorite movie is Love and Basketball.
Okay.
You know, I had a basketball background. And my favorite scary movie, ooh, that's kind of hard. I mean, I feel like I watch every scary movie. As soon as it comes out, I'll watch it.
Have you seen the new Us movie yet?
Yeah, I've seen it, yep.
Is it good? I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. I mean,
okay.
I feel like it wasn't better than Get Out, but I feel
okay.
like it was good.
That's kind of what I'm hearing, but
cool.
You
got a good little storyline on it.
All right, good deal. All right, I got to ask you, today was opening day in baseball. Are you a baseball fan at all?
No, I'm not.
I'm a baseball fan. Okay, I had to ask since it was opening day. All right, last question I got for you, get you out of here. We talked about some of the things you do well. But I wanted you to, you know, kind of tell us, tell people listening, tell anyone who's listening, what is the NFL team to draft Justin Lane? You know, say you're on the board, you got another corner right there, your tags are touching. What are they going to get out of Justin Lane that's going to make him better than player B?
I feel like I'm just always willing to learn. I feel like I feel like just every year I always progress no matter what I'm doing. I feel like I'm just always looking for a way to get better at the end of the day. I'm always going to come to practice and give him my all. So that's what they're getting with Justin Lane.
Good deal, man. Appreciate you coming on, man. I had a lot of fun. Like I said, one of the top cornerback prospects in this draft, a guy who's, you know, slated to go at the end of that first round. Really excited to see you, you know, where you go. Like I said, we got a little less than a month till draft day. Are you doing anything special in between now and then?
No, I'm just training. I'm just out here training. And that's pretty much it. Just get my mind ready. Yeah, really.
Cool. Good deal. Thanks, Justin, for coming on. Again, we were on with Justin Lane, Michigan State cornerback, one of the top cornerback prospects in this draft. Great athlete, great size, great length, great coverage ability, good run support. Everything he did on tape in his last 3 years of Michigan State is something that the NFL team is going to fall in love with. Thanks so much, Justin. Thanks, everyone, for listening. This is Connor Livesey, and we'll see you guys next time.
Gotcha. Thank you.
We'll be right back.